G7. Suppose you want to make sure that your answer in an addition problem is correct. Suppose you want to make sure that your answer in an addition problem is correct. Suppose you want to make sure that your answer in an addition problem is correct. If you add only two numbers, using subtraction to check your answer is also a good method. If you add only two numbers, using subtraction to check your answer is also a good method. If you add only two numbers, using subtraction to check your answer is also a good method. If by adding these two numbers you get the same number as the original larger number, your answer is correct. If by adding these two numbers you get the same number as the original larger number, your answer is correct. If by adding these two numbers you get the same number as the original larger number, your answer is correct. You see that when you subtract or divide, you check your answer by doing the reverse. You see that when you subtract or divide, you check your answer by doing the reverse. You see that when you subtract or divide, you check your answer by doing the reverse. If you are adding more than two numbers, then such a reversal is not a good, quick way to check answers. If you are adding more than two numbers, then such a reversal is not a good, quick way to check answers. If you are adding more than two numbers, then such a reversal is not a good, quick way to check answers.